Hello, hello. My name is Shweta.
And my name's Amreen.
And you're listening to your favorite podcast,
Dil To Podcast Hai.
The pandemic is still ongoing.
Oh, yeah.
And we are back with a new series. And it is called the Sibling Rivalry Series.
So we thought we will discuss the Bollywood siblings and compare their careers.
And we will talk about the circumstances of their debuts. You know, when one sibling comes before the other sibling, circumstances are different, situations are different. And so we want to discuss about that and see, you know, who is the more talented one, mm-hmm. who had the better filmography, who got more awards, who has more fans, and just kind of compare the two. Because, you know, between siblings, rivalries are inherent.
Right.
Why not talk about it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
the year is 2022.
Woo! We are continuing with our series, the sibling series.
Yeah.
And which we really got a good response to.
Yep. Lots of people enjoyed it and loved how we compared siblings of Bollywood. And, you know, I think this also goes back to the nepotism thing. There are so many families in Bollywood that we could never, you know, run out of siblings to compare. But we thought, let's mix it up.
Yeah.
And why don't we compare cousins?
Uh-huh.
Because so many of the families, like, you know, like, it's like so-and-so ka bhai, so-and-so ki behen, but now it's also like so-and-so ka cousin, so-and-so ka chachi ka ladka, right?
Yeah, anywhere close to the bloodline, like, you know,
yeah.
let's do it. So we have a famous duo.
Yes. To bring to you guys to compare.
Compare.
And contrast.
Compare and contrast. And it's interesting because we'll definitely be talking about these two actors, how they came. They have come around, like, I think 10 years. They're 10 years apart, right?
I think the industry. So. Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. So it's very interesting and how the industry as such, or how the different types of films that have been made over the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. So it'll be really fun to compare these two. But before we introduce, or before we get into that, let's mm-hmm. introduce the two actors that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Shweta?
So the first one is somebody that I should say we have all grown to love, and perhaps also we've been a part of her journey, and her journey has been very, very large. From India to the West. And in saying that, I'm sure you know who that is.
I think she's a superstar, by the way.
I you know what? She has done a lot.
Yeah. She's on the map, and I feel like a lot of people in the West kind of got to know or notice the industry, like Bollywood, as such. So I think she really helped out a lot.
She did.
But without further ado, let's kind of introduce her.
So it's Priyanka Chopra.
Jonas!
And her sister,
Pariniti Chopra.
She has also made a mark in Bollywood.
Yeah.
She has made her own position. She arguably came into the industry because of her cousin Priyanka, who was not from a film family. So both girls essentially were kind of very new to all this.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, I know Priyanka was there for Pariniti in a way, it's still very new navigating the world and of Bollywood and the film families and their whole cliques, because half these people grew up together. So let's talk about these two actresses, because the best part is that both of them are very talented in their own right.
Yeah.
There's no denying that. And I think it would be very interesting to compare and contrast their careers.
So basically Priyanka Chopra
became
the Miss World.
Yes.
In the year of 2000.
Yes.
18-year-old young budding talent. Everyone really loved her in that pageant. I remember Shah Rukh Khan was also one of the judges, not for the Miss World, but for Miss India.
I feel weak in the presence of beauty.
Thank you very much.
So I'm going to read out my question. It's long, but the answer would be simple, I'm quite sure.
Yeah, and a question was asked by him, and he was impressed by her. Oh. So I think she was already making the rounds with a lot of top celebrities. Here she is, wins the Miss World after Aishwarya Rai way back in 94. Mm-hmm. So she already has that mark. Like, I think more than her looks, I think the way she spoke on stage kind of like attracted everyone and kind of made her win the title. Yeah. I think she kind of took that and like ran with it. And her first film that was with Akshay Kumar, right? No, it was actually a Tamil film.
Yes.
Sorry, my bad. It was actually a Tamil film.
Yeah.
And with the superstar Vijay, it's called Tamilan.
Yo, it's so hype. Was it a good movie?
It was horrible.
Okay. Of course.
She had two scenes. But
oh.
she's hardly there in the movie.
Okay,
because, you know, Tamil cinema, sometimes, you know, it's all about the guy.
First debut in Bollywood, or I should say, yeah, in the Hindi film industry, was the hero love story of a spy.
This is Shweta's favorite movie, guys.
My favorite movie. It's my mom and I, my favorite film of Priyanka Chopra. And I know you guys are going to judge me for that. She's in the second half. In the second half of the second half, she is there. And she was, I just felt like, okay, for her, she was very pretty, very fresh, very new. I liked the character she was playing. It was shot in Toronto. I mean, what more could a like an 11-year-old want, you know? Sure.
But I think she did leave a mark. A lot of people did notice her.
Yeah.
And a small role, but a significant one. Mm-hmm. And then
that too with Sunny, man.
With Sunny. Big guy.
I mean, yeah. In mast nigahon se
mujhko na pila dena. So yeah, here she is. She makes a debut, and then of course the films kind of start coming in. Mm. She had Andaz,
yeah,
with Akshay Kumar and Lara Dutta, who won the Miss Universe in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then she had Mujhse Shaadi Karoge with Salman Khan, Akshay Kumar again. Mm-hmm. That was her third film. She already has, like, you know, quote unquote, like the dream, not the launch, but like I guess the dream roles, like, what any girl would want to play with big stars, aka Akshay and Salman.
Yeah,
and Sunny.
And Sunny.
I actually liked her in Andaz. I liked her character.
You
thought she was annoying.
I thought she was sleazy, and I do not mean that in any, like, in a bad way. But I was a kid back then, and yeah, I felt some of it was a little over the top for me as a child. And then
she had
a breakout role in the 2004 thriller Etraz. Did you like this movie?
I love this movie. I know it was a remake of an English movie, mm-hmm, but I really liked it. Abbas Mastan's known for their, like, you know, their, yeah, thrillers, and, you know, and I think they really got the best out of her. And I think this is one of her best performances.
Mm.
A lot of girls were offered this role, but everyone, yeah, declined.
Yeah.
The nature of the role.
And I totally get it, because back then, heroines always took it safe and played, like, you know, yeah, you had to play all the good characteristics, quote unquote, yeah, in a girl. Itni jaldi kya hai Raj? तुम जहां भी कहोगे साइन कर दूंगी
आपका फोन बज रहा है
हेलो हाय बेबी
स्वीटहार्ट कभी हमारी याद भी आती है कि नहीं
She also went on to doing some, like, really big films with, like, great actors such as, you know, Hrithik Roshan, Shah Rukh Khan, with Krish and Dawn, both in 2006, yeah, and that's big for an actress to get, yeah, Krish, like a superhero film with
Hrithik,
and then Dawn, man, the remake of Dawn.
Yeah.
And it was so, and you know, with remakes, they're usually not done well, but I feel like this was one remake that was done very well. It was,
I actually liked it better than the original.
I get that.
The first
one. Totally get that.
I love the end. Yeah. I love the whole cliffhanger. Yeah. I know, yeah.
And she was very, she held her own with Shah Rukh Khan, which is, yeah, a very big thing.
Yeah. And I think one film that we definitely have to talk about is Fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's like 5 years into the industry, and she comes out like from an amazing, brilliant performance, mm-hmm, in Fashion. She was literally the star. Like, she is telling everyone that I'm here to stay, and I know how to act.
Look, I hope you understand. There's nothing personal.
Yeah, and like she left, like, I think everyone with goosebumps. Like, yeah, there's great acting, and then there's acting where you're like, oh my, like, yeah, wow, where was she the whole time? And Madhur Bhandarkar brought it out.
Yeah,
and she got a National Film Award for this, which is amazing.
Yeah,
so well deserved, very well deserved.
Yeah,
and then, you know, she does. She keeps doing high-profile films. That are,
correct.
Like, you know, there's, yeah, none of them are really kind of obscure. Like, I'll just, we'll mention a few. There's Dostana. Which is a very big hit. Rom-com, Masi, Kameene with Shahid Kapoor.
Was another good film.
Critically acclaimed. And then we go on, and there's Baji Rao, and there's Dil Dhadakne Do.
I like her, What's Your Rashi?
Yeah, it's very hard to play 12 very varying characters. I was very upset with the portrayal of the Libra girl, but that's okay.
Was she a little bit off?
She was the contract one.
Oh, the contract one! Yeah, I love that!
And I was like, okay.
The Capricorn one was a little loony.
And next we have Saat Khoon Maaf.
Did you like that?
No. But what? I liked her acting.
Yeah.
I feel that this was the first time, or one of the first few times, where I was not rooting for the main character at all. And I was like, whoa, you're messed up. Like, you're very messed up, yeah. Matt. Someone put her away. And that's when you know you've done your job well, when the audiences are scared.
And women don't really get the opportunity to play such a flawed character, too. Yeah. And that, too, with such... I'm sad it flopped, because I do see, like, she worked sincerely. I think she made a sincere effort.
No.
The audiences were scared, so it's okay, it happens.
This time, I'm going to drink his blood.
But then comes Barfi again.
Barfi was a good film.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like Barfi because of Ranbir. And I know he was good in that, but Priyanka Chopra was good. Like, quote unquote, the not glamorous, unglamorous character, Barfi's best friend, and you know,
Chill Mill.
You know for sure she can act. Like, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and she won't disappoint.
She won't disappoint. Yeah. Unless, I mean, AmeriCom comes around and then we're all done.
Yeah, AmeriCom's really disappointed.
Yeah, me too. She played her character well, but there was something missing.
Yeah, I think that's like more of the writing and the directing.
Yeah.
And I feel AmeriCom's story is very strong, and especially like generally, like, you know, people from the Northeast are really neglected. So I thought, like, okay, at least we had owed that to them. Can make a nice biopic of Mary Combs. She bloody got the gold, right?
Yeah.
So, I expected a lot. I was excited that Priyanka was playing it.
Yeah.
But when I saw it, I was like, what is this?
And there was a lot of flack about the casting, because people are like, why are we not casting someone from the Northeast and making Priyanka look like she's from the Northeast?
Fair enough.
And I think that's also maybe why some people didn't
watch
appreciate it.
Appreciate it, maybe.
Yeah.
तुम बॉक्सर है
अभी तक तो सिर्फ फाइटर है लेकिन अगर तुम सिखाएगा तो बॉक्सर भी बन जाएगा
But then comes Quantico, which is where she kind of changed the game.
This is a game changer, guys.
Huge game changer.
Huge.
Even for other actresses, like, I wonder, like, being another contemporary of Priyanka, like, you'd be like, wow, she's going to Hollywood? Mera kya hoga? You know what I mean? Like, insecurity aata hai ki, like, she's going to the next level, or the next level that even males haven't really tried. I mean, but this is a starring role in a TV show.
Yeah. And a lot of people, because this was before when TV became big, right?
Yeah.
With your Netflix and Amazon and all that stuff. This was just TV was just starting off, right?
Yeah.
With good content or better content. So everyone still told her, like, she's leaving Bollywood, like the big screen, for a small screen in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And a lot of people did criticize her for that.
Yeah.
But again, she took the risk. I think she's a really smart, I think her PR or whoever, her agent is very smart.
Yeah.
And she's a risk taker, man. I think she went for the gut. She's like, no, let's do it. Look where TV is now, and Quantico is like one of the most rated shows on that year. I remember.
My name is Alex Parrish. Protecting our country had always been my dream.
Yeah, it was bad, and she was bad.
It was a bad show, guys. Okay, I feel bad saying that. It was a show I didn't really like.
Or relate
to. I mean Priyanka Chopra did what she had to.
I don't like her, Maria.
Alex Parrish. The accent was what got to me.
The accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't tell the whole truth in my interview yesterday.
And, like, she still continues to get work in Hollywood.
What about her song with Pitbull, yo?
Yeah, yo. I'm feeling so exotic. Turn me on.
Oh, my God.
I'm feeling so exotic.
Red one.
I'm hotter than the tropics.
Miss Worldwide.
Priyanka, I think she had the whole persona and personality to kind of even deal with Hollywood reporters.
I think so. And right? the glamour. She's very glamorous. And
yeah.
And look at where she is now, you know?
She's a proud partner of UNICEF, yeah.
Yeah. UNICEF partner, Goodwill ambassador. She has her own production company called Purple Pebble Pictures. Shout outs to Purple Pebble. Parineeti Chopra.
Yeah. I have something to tell you about Parineeti Chopra.
Amreen has another insider scoop story for us, straight from, you know, this happened to her. So, Amreen, what was it, man?
Okay, so this was back in the day when Priyanka Chopra was like, I think, maybe 2010 years ago, say 2010 and 11 and stuff, right? When Twitter was around.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think Parineeti Chopra tweeted something, or she replied to one of Priyanka's tweets, and I was like, who's this Parineeti Chopra, right? And then I click on her. And that time, Pranithi Chopra was not the Pranithi Chopra, the actor. So I click on her Twitter page, and it says literally, intern in Yash Raj Films, YRF, and also the cousin sister of Priyanka Chopra. And I was like, yo, that's kind of lame.
I agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my first introduction to Pranithi Chopra. But then she obviously took it out once she debuted.
Yeah.
And she had a stellar debut.
Yeah,
2012.
Did.
Shugzade, right?
Oh no, it was no! 2011 with Ladies versus Ricky Bell. My jigar ta tukda
hai. With Ranveer. So.
With Ranveer.
But yeah, so just imagine you're getting launched by YRF.
Yeah.
Like such a big launch. Do you think she got this launch just because she's Priyanka Chopra's cousin?
200%.
200%!
Because you know what? Think about it. Why else? How else? Because, okay, we did our research because, you know, that's what we do at Dildo Podcast, it. And we read articles that stated that Pariniti, she was a part of the promotions team for Band Baja Bharat.
Oh.
So during the promotions team, she was like, this looks interesting. I would like to go into acting. She quit her job at YRF. And within 1 year...
She gets signed.
She gets signed and her debut releases. Like, she, not even just gets signed. Yeah. Debut ban jata hai.
Yeah.
Edit ho gaya. Release me ho gaya. Like in 1 year, that does not happen shady. Unless you are someone's relative. Even a YRF intern, like, remember we read an article where she applied for an accounting job at YRF? And they're like, oh, we don't have an accounting job, but let's like get you onto the PR team. Like, who does that?
I wish.
I know.
Yash Raj Films does that to us. Like, come on.
Yeah, like they'll like take our resume, rip it up, and like make chai with it.
Chai with it.
And
because she signs a three film deal.
Film deal.
Ricky, was it Ladies versus Ricky Bell? Shugzade, which was a good film. I really liked her. I liked Arjun Kapoor. I liked the story. It was such a nice twist in the middle.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I love Shugzade. And what's the third film? Shuddesi Romance. It was okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, Ladies versus Ricky Bell, let's just say that she was memorable.
Yeah.
Again, very bubbly character, which is what she became known to play for some time.
Yeah.
Very bubbly, over the top.
Very typecast.
Diliki Larki. I don't really know what they're like. So, I'm assuming this is what Diliki Larkis are like.
Quote, unquote.
My condolences. No, I feel bad. Yeah. I mean, okay, sure. You know, bubbly girl Shugzade, which was like, wow.
Shugzade was amazing.
It was a very good movie. I really enjoyed Shugzade. That was very unexpected. And even Arjun Kapoor, man.
Haramzade, nahin. Shugzade. Teri himmat
kaise hui? He was good.
Very.
I was like, wow, okay, these guys are going to kill it. These guys? Bright futures.
Haramzade, nahin. Shugzade. Teri himmat
kaise hui? So she got a special mention at the National Film Awards for Shugzade. That's huge. Special mention in your second film.
Hype.
That'll get to you. I mean, like, if I, like, you know, to any girl, any actress out, like, my second film, I got a special mention and national awards.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah, I'm a force to be reckoned with. And I think that is kind of what did end up happening with. So even just talking about her investment banking, honors degree from Manchester Business School. So this girl, you know, she's smart. Smart, eh? You know?
But acting mein aa gayi.
But pehle, people said, I mean, she said herself that she thought that acting is just an excuse to wear a lot of makeup. So.
She says that, and then she's like, cut to, okay, yeah, where's my makeup?
Yo. So next comes Hasi to Phasi. I like this movie. I really, and my
favorite. Ladki. Yeah, go ahead.
My favorite dialogue of this movie, Ladki toothpaste khati hai.
Ye ladki toothpaste khati hai. Maine apni aankhon se dekha hai.
I think that's pretty good.
I thought this, even just from the trailers, I was like, yo, what's going on? This is really, like, you know, and her getup, her character.
Yeah.
It was, I think she played it really well. And I liked having a character, a female character like that. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was someone very different because you know, in Indian cinema, it's always like, oh, the talkative, crazy, bubbly one or the extreme quiet one.
Yeah.
This one was a very, this character had a different quirk. It was very different.
Yeah.
Right?
Tum oxygen ho aur main double hydrogen. Hamari chemistry ekdam pani ki tarah hai.
She was good.
And you know what? Here's the thing. She wasn't like, it wasn't even, it was like a very different portrayal. I don't think we've had a portrayal like that
in Bollywood
yet. And I really, and the fact that, like, you know, Siddharth Malhotra, who's a fan favorite of all the girls, they showed that, like, you know, he fell in love with a girl like that. I mean, it was a very nice love story, I felt. And I liked Hasi to Phasi. And of course, by this time, we knew that Pariniti was a good actress. Fourth film in, and we know she's good to go. Yeah,
we literally think that, yeah, like, okay, acting runs in the genes, you know?
Yeah, and we're like, yo, of course, Priyanka ki, like, sister, what do you expect?
Yeah.
And, like movie after movie, and I feel like, okay, Priyanka Chopra still took some time to show her credibility as a good actress.
Yeah.
Pariniti, second film onwards, was like, holy, this girl is good, nuanced. She's like, you know, she's able to do things that girls take years to be able to do on screen. And then comes Daawat-e Ishq.
I actually like this movie.
Me too.
My mom likes this movie. Again, the setting was nice.
Yes.
It was, like, very different. The story was different. The
story was very powerful. Yeah. You know what was interesting? How they kind of mixed food into this story about, like, dowry.
Yeah. I really liked it.
It was a good film. And then, you know, Kill Dil.
Yeah. Mm. Now, I think a string of flops kind of come in. Kill Dil, Meri Pyari Bindu with Ayushman. Golmaal again, she came after a long time.
And Golmaal again is to date her highest grossing film.
That's kind of sad.
It's an ensemble film. But yeah, because you know what? You know why it's sad? Because she's very talented.
And no one's utilizing her.
She deserves box office numbers, in my opinion.
Yeah. But can I tell you something? I actually feel
yeah,
she copies Rani Mukherjee.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Every time I've seen her, whether it's Coffee with Karan or any other interview of hers, I always feel she has told in the past that how she loves Rani Mukherjee. That's her favorite actor. And maybe, I'm sure she must have seen her work and, like, you know, she follows her and stuff like that. But yeah, I really feel she's like the new gen Rani in terms of the way she acts and speaks, in interviews and stuff like that. So I really felt
that. That's so interesting. Yeah. And you know,
I had a chalak of Rani.
जाने को तो मैं अकेली भी जा सकती हूँ लेकिन क्या है ना पहले कभी कोई घर का सामान खरीदा ही नहीं शॉपिंग का कोई एक्सपीरियंस ही नहीं है इसलिए
Ish happened, Kill Dil happened, she was gone for 2 years, yeah. She comes back in Dishoom with her, what's that song?
Oh, I forgot.
Okay, sure. With abs. Yo, this girl was unrecognizable. She looked gorgeous, but you know,
it's the same thing,
yeah,
right?
It is sad, and it reminds me, or I think about, like, you know, the 70s, the 60s, where women were women. They were what they were. We had Asha Parekh, you know, we had Rekha. We had Shridevi. We had Zeenat Aman, who was fit, but, like, the fit actresses, it also didn't seem like they, you know, were
starving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were regular like us, and they made us feel seen too.
Yeah.
And then we have actresses like Pariniti and Sonakshi who have to go and lose a bunch of weight to be appreciated.
Thappar se dar nahi
lagta saab. Pyar se lagta hai.
But then comes Golmaal again, which is a sure shot. You know, Ki, if you're going to sign a Golmaal.
She was a ghost in the film, right?
She was a ghost. She was dead. But it's her highest grossing film.
And did she have dialogues?
She did.
Okay.
She even had a song. The remake. Of course.
The star of the whole thing of remakes.
Yeah, and you know my question?
I hate that.
You know what's interesting? In the film itself, they comment about the age difference between her and what's his name? Pariniti and Ajay Devgan. Many times, like, bachi rakhti hai tere samne ye wo. And I mean, you know, for me, it's like, okay, because we never really acknowledge it in film.
Yeah.
So this was new for me. I was like, oh, they know that
something is wrong.
I know, right? Age difference. Figure father.
I just finished watching Namaste England. Interesting film. They were trying to capture the magic of Namaste London.
Yeah.
They were not able to do that. Dur dur tak bhi. But the leading pair had done justice and acted well with what they were given. I just feel like it could have been crisper. The writing could have been a little bit better. It could have been executed a little bit better because there was definitely a story there.
Interesting.
But
I thought it was garbage, but okay.
You didn't see it! I sat and gave her a narration of this story, and she's like, yo, what a film.
True story, guys. True story.
So then comes, you know, Jabariya Jodi. That's
one of our very good friends. Well, a dear friend of ours wrote it.
Yes, Jabariya Jodi.
Uh-huh.
My mom loved it.
now I feel what Pariniti, like, quote unquote, the mistake she did is was, like, she was just working so much on herself physically that her, like, it wasn't working. Like, we didn't care much about her looks. We really wanted her to see her acting.
I agree.
We started to, like, she started to maybe take it more lightly or maybe not concentrate it more. I don't know. Like, you know, I really felt that she just started to repeat herself.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I also, like, the when Pariniti was only known for bubbly roles, she's so much more than that. And we get that in her next release, which after 2019, like, I mean, of course, pandemic was also there, but like, Girl on the Train comes, Sandeep or Pinky Farrar comes.
I like that movie.
Excuse me, bhaiya. Mujhe Delhi se nikalna hai. Aapko jitne paise chahiye, aap mere se le lijiye.
I'm glad that this podcast happened because I got to watch Girl on the Train and Sandeep or Pinky Farrar.
What do you think about these films? These are last, like, or more recent films.
I really like them. I liked Girl on Train started a little depressing.
Then it kind of picked up.
Then it picked up. And I think that her execution of a drunk, like, because you don't really see a lot of drunk portrayals in women. Maybe fashion had it.
Not Chameli, never
mind. You know, women have drinking problems. I mean, okay, what's her name? Dilshada had a portrayal of...
Dimple Kapadia.
Dimple Kapadia as a...
What about gangster?
Alcoholism. Alcoholism was... Yeah, so, I mean, there's a very, like, less portrayal of it, and I felt she did a good job. And the character arc, I liked
it. Yeah, it was very good.
I liked the arc. I like how she picked herself up and she kind of, you know, got out of the situation. But it didn't do too well, did it?
Mera koi motive nahi hai murder karne ka.
Fine, Girl on Train didn't really work that much, but what about Sandeep or Pinky Farrar?
Boss, kya lagta hai aapko? Kaun hoon main?
I like that
movie. I really like that movie. Again, Arjun Kapoor is back with her.
Yeah.
It was so nice to see them together after Shakzade. After Namaste England, my bad.
Don't worry.
But I think again both different characters. Arjun Kapoor, I thought it was like a relaunch for him, quote unquote.
Yeah, because he also needed it.
Yeah, and he kind of showed like he can act too.
Yeah.
And I really liked her too, and her character, and I like the story, the chemistry, the journey.
The journey. You know what I like the most? That this was a different Pariniti, understated, not bubbly.
Yeah.
I really liked the restraint. I liked how she was a no nonsense businesswoman. Because, you know, at this point, whenever you think of Pariniti, you think about bright eyes, huge smile, and all that. And you want to see another side of her. Sinai is something that also came out after this. And this is a movie that Amreen was very vested in. What happened, man?
I don't know. So, Saina Nehwal's biopic. I love Saina Nehwal. Mm-hmm. I think she's a fantastic player. Brought a few medals from the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And has won the world championship in badminton.
Wow.
And you hear that, okay, there's going to be a biopic on her. And you're excited, especially it's a female sport and everything, right? Yeah. Like, I opened YouTube. I watched it. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, the trailer was... I wasted 3 minutes of my life.
Okay. So the trailer was no good.
Movie was worse. Like, I don't know. You know what I don't like about Indian movies?
Yes.
Especially in biopics. They try to like match the person's face. Exactly. Or not even face, like overall.
Yeah.
As much as they can, but they suck at it.
They don't know what accuracy.
You know, Saina Nehwal has a mole on her chin.
Yeah.
Not her chin, by her chin.
Yeah.
Okay? Or cheek. And I did not know that until I saw the trailer.
Oh.
So in real life, Saina Nehwal's mole is not as prominent. Okay? It's there. Okay? But I did not know until I saw the trailer of Saina Nehwal's... this trailer of this film.
Yeah.
Where I see Pariniti with a big-ass mole on her cheek and there were memes on it.
Yeah.
And how every frame or every shot, the mole kept... the size of the mole kept changing. I saw the film. I could only watch 25 minutes of it. Not even 20 minutes of it. And I just couldn't do it. The mole was bigger than her face.
Oh no, guys.
It was bad, guys. So disappointed. I'm sure even Saina Nehwal was probably disappointed.
It's very sad.
We suck at making biopics, honestly. Especially for female, like...
Yeah.
There's no good female biopics. Mary Com sucked. Like, her sister did Mary Com. That was bad.
Yeah.
Pariniti did this one. This was bad.
And I can't think of any other female...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now there are a couple biopics are coming up.
So yeah. She's supposed to be doing Uchai with Suraj Barjatya.
And, what?
Yeah, and Amitabh's in it. Boman Irani's in it.
Like the Hamav ke gong director? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a big film, and Pariniti recently celebrated 10 years of her entry in the industry, and it was done with Amitabh Bachchan, Boman Irani, and Anupam Kher on set, and like her post was like, oh, you know, like, of course, like, I'm doing something right. And me being critical for the podcast, I'm like, Pariniti thoda humble rehne ka, okay?
I Google myself at least 3 times a week just to know meri kya interesting photos aayi hain ya kuch bhi aaya hai. But you know what? I used to Google myself even before becoming an actor because there was nobody with the name Pariniti. And when I would type in Pariniti, it was actually me. Either like Priyanka Chopra's cousin or me on Facebook or me on Twitter or whatever. So I've always Googled myself and read about myself only.
Coming back to both actors now, I know, yes, Pariniti has a shorter journey, you can say, than, yes, Priyanka. And Priyanka has gone through a lot more.
Yeah.
And she has made it big, definitely, man. Like, I feel like she... The only thing we can probably compare them is basically...
That they're related.
Yeah.
And that they're talented actresses, because I think Priyanka is a superstar and Pariniti is a good actress. So the other thing is that... you know, they both tried to sing. Well, you know,
that's another compare. Yeah. Yeah, who's the better singer, Shweta?
I would say Pariniti.
I thought I was going to say Shraddha.
Oh my god. As Pariniti was able to show that she is, like, that she has talent in her second film, and Priyanka took some time, I would like to be a little controversial. A little bit controversial, because you know that's what we do here at Toto Podcast.
We start up controversies.
I'm gonna say that Pariniti Chopra,
better actor,
has the potential
to be a better actor.
To maybe be a better actor. Oh, maybe. Okay. Although right now, hands down, Priyanka is the better actress. The thing is, you know, the risk that Priyanka took, she was also like really big. She was a big actress taking these risks. Pariniti is still, you know, her filmography is still very small. Like, she, you know. But I just want to say Pariniti has talent. Like, you know, she can go a long way if she just plays her cards right, and if a little bit of kismet is on her side.
Yeah.
I really feel kismet. That she could, because you know there was this time when Alia Bhatt was on Coffee with Karan, and like Pariniti was the biggest thing right at that time, and Alia was like, you know, as if like she was revering Pariniti or seeing like Pariniti is a better actress, and Alia was like, you know, like, I want to learn how to cry like her on screen and like her screen presence, and now cut to, like, you know, Alia is Alia Bhatt and Pariniti Chopra is still trying to make a footing.
I said, listen, Alia called me before even student released, so technically she was not even actress at that time.
Yeah, and she called to ask. She called and said, how do you cry so well?
How do you cry so well, and how do you speak Hindi so well? And I still remember.
So okay. Yeah, guys.
So that was it. That was
the end of our first episode of 2022.
Woo!
We were continuing the sibling series, and do let us know if you want to continue with the sibling series, because yo, there is no like gummy of siblings in Bollywood.
Yeah.
Gummy nahi hai, and we can keep going and keep going. There's cousins, there's chache, there's mame, there's everything. Yeah. And we can just keep going with all that, and do let us know what you think.
All right, yeah. So until next time.
My name is Shweta.
And my name is Abri.
And you're listening to
Dildo Podcast. See you soon.
Bye.